Hello students, welcome to distant e-learning program of AEES. This is module 1, class 7, subject English. Dear students, today we are going to learn a new lesson. And the name of our lesson is The Invention of Vita Wong. This is an imaginary story and the lesson is written by Roald Dahl. Before we read the story, let's know something about the author Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl was born on 13 September 1916 and died on 23rd November 1990. He was a British novelist, short story writer, poet, fighter pilot, and screenwriter. Born in Wales to Norwegian parents, he served the Royal Air Force during World War II, in which he became a flying ace and intelligence officer, rising to the rank of wing commander. Dahl rose to prominence in the 1940s with works for both children and adults, and became one of the world's best-selling authors. He has been referred to as one of the greatest storytellers for the children of 20th century. Now let's know something about the story. The Invention of Vita Wong. This story is about an inventor who makes a drink that ages people instantly. Mr. Willy Wonka was an inventor who made a drink called Wonka White to make people younger. However, some people who drank Wonka White became so young that their age was negative and they disappeared. To counter the effects of Wonka White, Mr. Wonka decided to invent a drink that would make people grow older. So he traveled around the world in the great glass elevator to look for the oldest living things in the world. First, he collected sap from the 4,000-year-old bristlecone pine tree. Then he took a toenail clipping from a 168-year-old Russian farmer called Petrovich Grigorovich. Next, he collected the egg of a 200-year-old tortoise and the tail of a 51-year-old horse. Then he took the whiskers of a 36-year-old cat. Next came the tail of a giant 207-year-old rat and the black teeth of 97-year-old Grimalkin. Knuckle bones of a 100-year-old Catalou. He then mixed them all together and boiled them. When the Vita Wong, the oily black liquid, was ready, Mr. Willy Wonka decided to test it on a 20-year-old Oompa Loompa. When Oompa Loompa drank Vita Wong, he began shrinking and his hair and teeth fell off. In an instant, Oompa Loompa became 75-year-old man. Mr. Wonka successfully invented a drink to make people grow old instantly. In the story, The Invention of Vita Wong, Mr. Willy Wonka, the scientist, is the main character. Willy Wonka is a fictional character in Roald Dahl's 1964 children's novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Its sequel, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, and the film adaptations of these books that followed. The book and the film adaptations both vividly depict an old ode to Wonka, a feature rising from his creative and eccentric genius. He bewilders the other characters with his antics, but Charlie enjoys Wonka's behavior. Before we proceed, let's know what is the meaning of invention. Invention means to make something new. Chapter 7, The Invention of Vita Vo. Mr. Willy Wonka was an eccentric scientist who first invented a medicine which could make people younger. He named it Wonka White. He then wanted to make a new drug which could make people older. So he geared himself for the new invention. Mr. Wonka said, "So once again I rolled up my sleeves and set to work. Once again I squeezed my brain searching for the new recipe. I had to create age to make people old, old, older, oldest. Ha 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 ha. I cried, for now the ideas were beginning to come. What is the oldest living thing in the world? What lives longer than anything else? A tree," Charlie said. "Right you are, Charlie, but what kind of a tree? Not the Douglas fir, not the oak, not the cedar. No, no, my boy. It is a tree called the bristle pine that grows upon the slopes of Wheeler Peak in Nevada, USA. You can find bristle cone pines on Wheeler Peak today that are over 4,000 years old. This is fact, Charlie. Ask any dendrochronologist you like and look that word up in the dictionary when you get home. Will you please?" So that started me off. I jumped into the great glass elevator and rushed all over the world collecting special items from the oldest living things. So after deciding to invent a new drug which could make people older, Mr. Willy Wonka was all set to work with his assistant Mr. Charlie. An idea started coming to his mind. He wanted to know what was the oldest living thing in the world and what lived longer than anything else in the world. Mr. Wonka mentioned different kinds of trees. There were Douglas fir, oak, cedar, pine tree, etc. He tells that bristlecone pine tree lived the longest for more than 4,000 years. And they could be found upon the slopes of Wheeler Peak in Nevada, USA. So he started collecting the samples of all the oldest living things in the world. A pint of sap from a 4,000-year-old bristlecone pine tree. The toenail clippings from a 168-year-old Russian farmer called Petrovich Gregorovich. An egg laid by a 200-year-old tortoise belonging to the king of Tonga. The tail of a 51-year-old horse in Arabia. The whiskers of a 36-year-old cat called Crumpets. An old flea which had lived on crumpets for 36 years. The tail of a 207-year-old giant rat from Tibet. The black teeth of a 97-year-old Grimalkin living in a cave on Mount Popocatepetl. The knuckle bones of a 700-year-old cantaloupe from Peru. So Mr. Willy Wonka, along with his assistant Charlie, traveled around the world and collected the samples of all the oldest living things in the world. All over the world, Charlie, Mr. Wonka went on. I tracked down every old and ancient animals and took an important little bit of something from each one of them. A hair or an eyebrow, or sometimes it was no more than an ounce or two of the jam scraped from between its toes while it was sleeping. I tracked down the whistle pig, the bobolink, the skronk, the polyfrog, the giant curlicue, the stinging slug, and the venomous skunk, who who can spit poison right into your eye from 50 yards away. But there is no time to tell you about them all now, Charlie. Finally, Mr. Willy Wonka managed to collect a little bit of something of all the old and ancient animals and was now ready to begin his invention. Let me just say quickly that in the end, after lots of boiling and bubbling and mixing and testing in my inventing room, I produced one tiny cupful of oily black liquid and gave 4 drops of it to a brave 20-year-old Oompa Loompa volunteer to see what happened. "What did it happen?" Charlie asked. "It was fantastic," cried Mr. Wonka. The moment he swallowed it, he began wrinkling and shriveling up all over, and his hair started dropping off, and his teeth started falling out, and before I knew it, he had suddenly become an old fellow of 75. And thus, my dear Charlie, was Vita Wonk invented. Roald Dahl from Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator. Mr. Wonka prepared a black liquid by boiling and mixing of different parts of different living things. After that, he gave 4 drops of that black liquid to a 20-year-old man named as Oompa Loompa. The volunteer who swallowed 4 drops of the new invention became old and began wrinkling and shriveling up all over, and his hair started dropping off and his teeth falling out, and he turned into a fellow of 75. So the name of the invention that was invented by Mr. Willy Wonka was Vita Wonk. And finally, the scientist got success in his new invention of Vita Wonk. So that was the story. I hope you all have enjoyed it. Thank you.